catch everyone up on what you missed over the last 4 days since we haven't been together?
Cody's bought me an activity watch.
It's a fun little activity watch.
And now I'm part
of this. You look
so
much more active now that you have that.
I'm part of this hideous club. I just have to go like this.
You just have to cover it.
Or it looks like I have like.
So wait, how many activity points? Sam just did fit.
I have some questions, by the way, about the body battery.
Guys, you have to get, okay, this is the Garmin. What is it? The Garmin Vivo?
Vivanio?
Vivanio?
I don't know. Something with a V.
It's so, isn't it just so user-friendly and fun?
We've got, we do this thing called First Light. And it's like I think it's once a month they send you a shipment of beef, different cuts of beef every once a month. But it's from Australia and it's pretty incredible meat. In fact, I think.
Sounds cheap.
They started selling it. I think, where did I see it? At one of, maybe Bristol Farms, at one of the grocery stores, they sell it. And then I also think they use it at that Matu place. You know, the sugarfish beef. It's like beef-centric sort of
restaurant. How long have you been doing it?
We've been doing it for like, I think this is year two.
Holy mother.
Yeah.
How much is it a month?
I don't know. It's one of the one things I don't order. Jerron orders.
Oh.
But it's kind of fun because you're like, oh, we have sirloin. We have New York's. We have
Yeah, that
filet.
Is fun.
It's kind of fun. And it's always, I think, only once did we get a cut that we were like, no. But otherwise, it's always incredible.
I want to do that.
I'll send you the info. It's called Thank First Light.
You. Thank you.
In case they
anyway, so we
us.
Have a new activity
oh, yes.
watches.
So, yes. Cotty very generously bought me this little pup after we've had so many conversations about it. And you would be proud of me because I'm really trying to keep up. All my workouts,
You did?
I'll start and I'll be like, oh, no. Or, like, I'll be on the trampoline. And I'll be
like, stop.
And Lauren's probably like,
dork.
Why are you looking at your watch? But wait, I do want to. I want to see if we can share
info.
Yeah.
Okay. How many activity minutes? So on this watch, it has like a little. It pretty much says in order to be actively healthy, you should have 150 activity minutes a week.
But you can change it to more.
You can change it more or less, but that's the baseline.
Where do I see that?
It's the orange thing. It's with the stopwatch. It's a second after steps.
Oops. Okay, hold on. Intensity minutes?
Mm-hmm.
237.
Holy mother. That's why you look like that.
Is that, thanks. is that more than, is that based on calories burned or just like heart rate?
Heart rate.
Yeah. Yeah. That was 3 workouts. But are they also counting any other time your heart rate goes up higher?
Your heart rate's not going in that zone.
No.
Unless you have like STV.
What's STD?
STDs? Unless you have a lot of STDs, yeah. I only have 49, but I only did half of my Nomi workout on here. I forgot. And then I was like.
I also forgot the first. That was my third one today for the week. And I forgot the first one. I forgot the first 10 minutes of it or something.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. And Samantha and I, oddly enough,
I'm obsessed
every
with it.
Morning, every morning have like. Give or take 1 or 2 points, the same sleep score.
Oh.
So we're guided by the moons. We
yes.
Feel.
You know what I want to do? I want to put it on Luca one night and see if
you
he
should.
Gets like 100.
Put it on Duran, too.
He doesn't sleep great.
I know. That would be crazy to
I
see.
Sort of want to put it on Luca and then text you a picture and be like, I have a 99.
Vicky, the first night, she's like, I slept like shit. And she had a 91. I was like, you didn't sleep like shit, Rip.
So that was great.
Yeah.
Right?
She sleeps
great. It said
great. She doesn't move.
Oh. Also, I have not had to charge this since you put it on my wrist.
On Sunday.
5 days ago?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
I get it now. Like, it's if the iWatch, I would have to take off every night and charge it. And if I didn't forget, if I didn't remember, it was.
Wake up dead.
Or I'd be like, oh, let me charge it for an hour. It was just too.
What's funny is I went to the Apple store and they were fixing my phone and he was like, have you ever tried an iWatch? And I was like, yeah, I have.
Where
like
were you? At the Apple store?
Every version of it. And really? He's like, at the Apple store. And I just got like some millennial prick.
Oh.
He's like, have you ever tried the iWatch? I was like, yeah, bud, I have.
What were you doing there?
Fixing my phone. But he was like, why do you wear that one? And I'm like, 'cause it's a Garmin and it's better.
I've heard that the new iWatch, you don't have to charge all the time.
Bullshit. Got it.
Oh, you did?
$900 later.
No way.
It sits in a closet.
Oh, why didn't you take it back?
Because they're you can't like do anything with it. I can take it back and trade it in once a new one comes out.
Ugh. That earring looks like it's going to, it needs to be tightened. Those look really cute on you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so annoying. I'm like, don't pitch me. And they're like, how is it better? I'm like, you don't charge the battery ever. Mm-hmm. You charge it once a week, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, and it charges fully, and like you can shower and it'll be fully charged when you get out.
Oh, and then the other thing, it'll be like, it's time to play a game, a brain game. And I'm like, okay. And but
oh, you
but,
do that?
No, I mean, I didn't opt in or opt out, but I'm like, okay, yeah, let's play. And then I don't know, like, are you supposed to do it on your phone or something? Because I click and nothing happens.
I don't know. I always get those, and I'm like, that's weird.
Have you ever played a brain game?
I love that you're like, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, but the other day, because I'm on this fourth grade boy mom chat or whatever, and it's texts. So it was like 20 God. Texts in a row, and I was like, I'm like, get off. And I like couldn't clear it because I think it was like wigging out like for the rapid fire text.
Have you tried to find your phone yet?
No.
Oh, you should do that.
So, okay, wait. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, the body battery. I don't get that.
That is like, okay, so if you had a really strenuous day, like.
What are you at right now, body battery?
Body battery I'm at?
Yeah.
66. I added 48 for my sleep last night.
Oh.
And so far I've deducted 27, which makes sense. Because I've been very active this morning. I blew the yard. I took apart a tent.
I'm at 56.
That makes sense.
Why?
You did a strenuous workout.
Plus 34 minus 18?
Plus 34. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not recharging great at night. Your body isn't.
How does it know?
It does a calculation of your REM, all your sleep scores, like the amount of time you get for deep sleep and REM.
Yeah, but even my score was good last night.
It doesn't matter. You might have been light on REM or deep.
I was good on REM.
Might not have. Yeah. It. I don't know the calculation.
Yeah.
We should look that up, though.
So even if you have a good night, your body battery might not be.
Like, you might have slept 9 hours and, like, completed your REM perfectly, but you might not have had good deep sleep, and you might have been awake longer than usual.
Oh, and so then that affects the body battery?
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever
seen? I've had 100.
100?
I've had 100 one night.
Were you comatose?
Well, I was lazy as shit, like, the day before.
Oh.
So it was like it was recharged me doing nothing.
Oh, just because you were chill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so active. I can't keep my battery up.
I mean, and I'm thinking about, so I did stuff in the backyard today, and I was thinking about calling a guy to come over with a sledgehammer and take down the treehouse in the back.
Why?
You don't like? I hate it.
Where is it?
It's behind the orange tree.
Oh, you and Ted doesn't want it?
No? I think like raccoons sleep on it at this point.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right? Demo that.
Demo it.
Demo that little pup.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe you still have your swing set up.
That's a new one.
You got a new one?
Yeah.
Do the kids use it?
Yes. In fact, good question, because I had a really big play set, right?
Yeah.
It was like three swings, a pull-up
bar.
It was
a lot.
Bar,
yeah.
A climbing thing, a slide, like a whole deal, right? Which... and then like that, like
it's really
rope
not
thing.
On brand for you.
Well, the kids loved it for a long time. And then what I noticed is they weren't using any of that except for the swings. And so then I was like, let's get rid of it. I think I gave it to my gardener. He was psyched. He was like, yeah. I was like, if you take it down, you can have it. Because it was like.
Wait, I think mine said the same thing. But I'm like, you don't want it. It's
mine was like that brand Lifetime, so it was in really good condition. It, like, those wood ones can get really bad and, like, splintery. This one was, like, my mom had bought it for the boys years ago. It was, like, thousands of dollars. You know, they're not cheap. And so then I was like, okay, take it. And then I was hoping that they wouldn't say anything, but all the boys really do like the swings still. And I think swings are sort of good.
They're good for your circadian rhythm or something like that.
Circadian?
Circadian rhythm. Yeah, it's really good for people with anxiety.
Yeah.
And it like it's great for kids.
I've noticed all of my boys still and their friends, they come over, they jump on the swings. I resisted buying a new one. I was like, okay, it's gone.
That's what I'm struggling with.
They're not going to, once it's gone, they're not even going to care. And they kept, Dominic especially, kept asking. And I was like, okay, I'll get just a swing set. And I looked at a bunch of different ones. I actually was thinking of maybe doing, like, I wanted, like, something that looked a little cooler as opposed to, like, the A-frame, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so I looked at, like, U-shaped that you would, like, put in the ground with cement like you would at a playground.
Ooh, okay.
but they look cool.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
so permanent.
It's a little permanent. And then the prices were like three times the price. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buy an A-frame,
yeah,
a solid A-frame, three swings, call it a day. I did. It's kind of an eyesore. I'm telling you, my boys, all of my boys, the 12-year-olds, the 10-year-olds.
Wait, so I'm debating that. Can I show you the two? You
yes.
Let's post them for people.
Yeah, I'll show you. Show you mine. It's Lifetime. It's another Lifetime one, but without any of the play, like slide and stuff.
So just I'm space. Struggling going, I'm really, like, I'll just have someone sledgehammer. Because my thing is like a 2-story treehouse.
With swings?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just a treehouse with a slide coming down.
And they have no interest in it?
I mean, no.
I didn't notice it. Okay, so if you're looking at your backyard, is it on the right or the left side?
If you're looking in the backyard,
yeah,
it's like that huge orange tree, it's behind it.
Which side?
On the right. Like in the grass.
If you're looking back, on the right. Okay. I don't know.
It's behind the tree.
I saw a birdhouse.
That's it.
A little birdhouse?
No, it's not a birdhouse, but I mean, it's like a life-size.
Do you remember that little birdhouse?
Oh, you're talking about our new house.
Yeah. Oh!
This is our old
house. Oh, of
this
course.
This is the house we're in now.
Of course, that yes. Thing. Oh, God, yes.
That stupid thing.
What about it? They love that thing.
No. There's nothing to do on it. It's just a top story and a bottom story.
Well, you're moving anyway, so why do you care?
Well, here's what I'm struggling with. I'm going to have someone just demolish it.
Yeah.
Because Mike and Ted got crazy one night and started graffitiing it. And I'm like, I don't want to look at like a tagged treehouse in my backyard every day.
You don't want to when Mike blasts Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah.
Like
I'm like, and his prison waits. I'm like.
He is a piece of work. I told Duran that he was like, when he goes for a workout, he doesn't just ditch you for a workout. He plays music so loud, so obnoxiously. And I was like, and Cotty doesn't mind. I was like, I would lose my mind. He's like, see, aren't you so grateful that I'm your husband? You could have it way worse.
So here are the two
I'm
looking
at. Were you considering taking it down and taking it to the new house?
God, no.
Okay.
No, but I'm going to take it down. I'm ordering a pop-up picnic bench from Uline.
Okay.
Because Clemencia really wants, let me show you. Clemencia really wants something. I'm getting that because it's like recycled plastic, so it's not going to splinter.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it does. It collapses flat when you're not using
it. Wait, why? What's Clemente have to do with this?
Like, the kids want to sit outside and do slime and Play-Doh and paint.
At your house?
Yeah.
Now.
And it's destroyed my dining room table.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great.
So she's like, can we get a table
for outside?
How much is that? It's $370.
That's great. Did you get any of your Costco buys? Side note?
Not yet. So I'm going to buy that. But then I was like, should I put swings in the back? Because I think they would use swings.
100,000%.
So here are the two I found.
Yes, 100 swings.
Yes.
It is the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah.
I do think it's calming to them. It's and soothing. And I think even as an adult, when you want to get on the swing occasionally, like, it makes you happy. It like brings me joy.
We don't do it often. We have that tree swing in the new house.
Bottom?
Yeah.
No, I say 100, yes, do it.
But I'm not going to invest in something
I've
really
I've seen this one. Yeah,
really
I love
expensive.
The one saucer, too. No, I like this. My only thing is height. So you want to – so this one looks good.
The white one looks like for kids.
This
like
one –
like for little kids.
This one looks good. It's just one time I ordered one, and it came, and it was like – like 5 feet tall, and I'm like, they're not gonna get the height that they want, you know,
not like 7 feet tall.
That's I think that's good. I think mine's 10.
Let me see a picture of yours.
Okay. Mine's very tall. Like, I'm almost like, does it need to be? But I think if it's
you
too
like
short,
this one better.
I didn't see the other one. I think if it's too short, you can't swing high.
No, I know
this and one, the kids want to swing high.
This one looks this one's better looking, but it doesn't look as fun and it looks short.
No, definitely not.
How tall is it?
How tall is it?
I don't know, but it's only supports 300 pounds.
No.
So, like, Mike and I couldn't swing on it. I mean, it's so ugly, but I'm like, I feel like they would use it. You know what I mean?
Here's mine.
How much was yours?
Let's see.
Because, I mean, they really are eyesores, these play sets. And then I'm like, do I put it in the front yard and just say, fuck it? But then I'm like, I don't want to look at a swing set in my front yard.
$8.99.
Oh.
It's this.
Let me see. Where'd you order it from? Amazon?
I did. I think I might have paid. Yeah, I ordered it from Amazon. Check the height of that. It's Shut taller than up. You think. I changed the middle. Like,
to a saucer?
To a saucer, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun with the colors.
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm ordering.
It's just that brand. There, I know because I had one before. It's so solid.
Okay.
Does it say the height?
Probably. Hold on, let me. It is. Oh, swing set dimensions. 112 high. So 10 feet. Right? 112?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 feet tall.
Yeah.
This would be 7 feet tall. I think that's fine. I don't think I have 10 feet to go up with the tree. Okay, I'm going
to
do it then.
I'll take a picture for you if you want when I get home.
Yeah.
Of like someone standing next to it or something. You can see.
Wow. Yeah. So do you still have the trampoline too?
Yeah, the trampoline's on the basketball court now.
Oh, that's nice.
And then that whole area is going to be turfed in like a month.
What is?
My entire yard.
Turfed? What does that mean?
Fake grass.
Oh, oh. Oh, phew. I thought you were talking about like playground turf. And no. I was like,
No. Like fake grass. It's just because of all the shade, and it's like it gets so muddy out there. So I'm kind of excited to just have it like be dry-ish.
Just turf. That's what I have right now.
It's nice. And it's a small enough space. Like I don't have a huge yard that I think it's going to look chic.
It's going to be fine.
Your yard now, you couldn't.
New house?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid.
It's just such it's a huge much. Yard, and it's so beautiful. The grass is doing really well. So, but grass is not easy everywhere.
I don't know why everyone doesn't do St. Augustine grass.
I don't know either. It looks great.
It's so thick and
well, but your yard's getting a lot of
sun and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so what Lola else? Now?
Yeah.
Lola's held me prisoner. She, since watching me get ready for like awards events, she sees my hairdresser put clip-ins in my hair.
Yeah.
So now she's obsessed with putting one in. She thinks she needs a clip-in before school every day.
So does it go
into clips that go in the front?
Does she wear it down?
God, no.
Okay.
No, like a weft.
She's like hair down to her knees.
No. So she was getting ready for school yesterday, and we had done the clip-in before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I should address this with the teachers so they don't think I'm crazy, like a dance mom. And we do a regular braid, and she's like watching her iPad. And she goes, what is this? And I was like, are you kidding me? She's like, no, clip in the hair. I need it long. So now she's doing, I'll post a photo on Instagram so you guys can see it. The long braids with the clip in extensions. And then like a
Is she not complaining about them hurting?
At first, but I'm like, you want hair or no? It's going to hurt.
You
want
to look beautiful? Beauty
like,
is
this
pain.
This is the price of beauty. And so then the class is like, every week you have to bring home the bumblebee. Did they do this with Dom? Betty the bumblebee?
No.
So anyway, every week you take home the bumblebee. Like a different kid takes it home. And then you take like 8 pictures over the 8 days and you put it in Betty's book. And so Lola's what like, I'm ready nightmare. For my picture. Okay. You ready for Betty's first picture?
Yeah.
She did this. I sent it to all the moms in the class.
Stop
it's
it.
It's a photo. This bumblebee, this poor bumblebee, we'll post it.
That has a clip-in extension.
And bows.
Stop it.
The moms were like, oh my God, we saw Lola had the bee this week, and we were all like so excited to see what she'd do. And then one mom's like, it looks like Betty needs a coffee and an egg sandwich.
Oh, why? She's hungover?
Late night Betty.
Late night Betty, the bumble.
Like, she's like, can I take it to school? I was like, no, you're not taking Betty in the weft.
Lola's like really coming in hot these days.
I think she's Dom's little lady. Dom came over and was like, what'd she say? She's so adorable, Mommy. I can't stop staring at her.
He's like, I can't stop looking at her.
I think he was smitten with Lo. Mm. And then he left and she was sitting there. She's like, I miss Dominic. I was like, oh, lowly girl. Is that your man? Could you imagine?
No, I can't. He's like, I don't like Ted anymore because he doesn't say hi to you.
I didn't realize what a man Dominic was.
Yeah. Whew. Oh, major man.
He really is.
He's all man.
He really is. Yeah. I mean, the way he talks to you is like, that's silly. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
We poured a drink the other day.
Yeah.
And I made Sam and I cocktails. Yeah. And he's like, can I have one? I was like, I'll make you a mocktail.
Yeah.
So I gave him watermelon juice with like Topo Chico in a wine glass. Uh-huh. And he tastes it and goes, this tastes like something a child would drink. I was like, Dominic.
Like an honest juice that has like no flavor. Yes.
It looks, tastes like something a child would drink.
He was skateboarding yesterday with his coach. And I guess the coach gave him banana chips, like dried banana chips. And he's like, reminds me of my childhood.
Stop
he told Chris that. He's like, you know, I got these banana chips and there's no sugar, no preservatives. He's like telling me all about
it.
I'm like, your childhood. He's like, yeah, you know, when I used to eat bananas and banana bread all the time. Like, okay.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Dommy.
I know.
I'm trying to meet my water goals this week.
Ugh.
We'll see how that goes.
You know
goes.
What helps me?
What?
It's the sound meet of hydration. My water goals are the Sakara sticks.
They do. I always forget I have them. I'm on subscription with them, so I'm drowning in them.
I've had them for a long time, and then I just got back into them. I don't actually, because they're like supposed to be, I don't think they jack you up. But
you
they're
can
like
feel it.
But they're energy, so I'm not really drinking them like after like 5 p.m. But I instead of having another cup of coffee, I'll do that. And I'm not only like drinking a huge thing of water, I feel like I'm getting whatever like good vitamins. There's like B12, maca, like I mean there's stuff in there.
It just tastes so shitty water.
I love those sticks.
They're really good.
Yeah.
But then if I don't finish it, I'm not like crushing. What time? Oh, it's noon. I'm not. If I don't finish, like if I feel Nalgene with it, if I don't finish it, I won't drink it at night. Because I'm like, I don't need to pulse my body with vitamin D, B.
No, not at night. But last night I made a point just to drink a glass of water before bed. I wasn't even thirsty.
I do that every night.
Oh, smart. And I think that's why my sleep score was like a few points higher than the night before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do that every night. I pour ice cold from the Sparklets machine. Ice cold water.
I think it really helps you sleep.
You have to have a glass of water before bed.
It's great. Yeah, except I did think I had to get up in the night and go to the bathroom, but otherwise it was fine.
Oh, that sucks. Not me.
You didn't?
No, I'm so dehydrated.
Oh, your body's
my organs are like, ew, water.
You're for true me.
Take it in. You might not get one tomorrow.
Okay, what else? What else is going on? Vicky was so funny. I really want to have her back. She's like a national treasure.
Wonder when she gets her tooth. Vicky kills me. Vicky fucking kills
me. She is so funny.
So after we left here, after the podcast, and we got home, everyone went to sleep. And I'm like, besides Ted. And I'm like, Vix, let's take your nails off. They're dip.
I don't know why you would. This is a great story. First, can I just say, I don't know why the hell you would attempt that. Why?
I don't either.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Her nails were disgusting
looking. You were like doctor, like.
Oh, my God. So we started. She's like, you're never going to get them off. They're dip. They were like an inch thick. It was so nasty.
Do you soak dip off? Is that the same thing as like
I have
a
no
gel?
Idea yeah, what she does.
I don't either. I've never done dip.
It took like 2 hours.
And
we were trying to Instacart a nail drill, and you can't. But we found.
I have a nail drill, which I told you the next day.
Fuck. I would have been buzzing.
Yeah.
I buzzed so hard on one nail, it started bleeding, like the nail bed. I buzzed through the skin.
With what?
We found. Vicky's like, oh, shit. We found. You know the little wands that are callus removers, and it's like, me.
Yeah.
One of those. So we just started buzzing the dip off with one of those.
Her hands were bleeding.
We used to do such weird shit in high school, like when we'd get home at night. I'm like, should we make a bikini out of this one piece? And it was so funny. We were so proud of it, but it was a J. Crew one piece that had like underwire. And I'm like, we would be like.
Oh, so you could maybe kind of got away with it.
So we just cut the stomach out and then stitched.
But then the underwear, were they like loose?
It was like. Frayed. Yeah. It was loose. We were like, we made a two-piece. I've been up all night sewing.
I used to have a sewing machine. I got rid of it.
So
I'm like,
I.
I'm done.
No, you can't do that anymore.
No.
It's too time-consuming. Sometimes I wish I had it for, like, curtains.
Curtains.
Like, where I'm like, oh, no, you know what I really wish I had it for?
What?
Pillowcases. That is the main reason I would buy a sewing machine again. Because I have a king bed, and I have two, like, king pillowcases, but most of the time I just want standard.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I get sheets, I don't have two sets of kings. I have three regular, two king pillows.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get, like, I just got new silk ones, and I have two king silks, and I'm like, I want them to be, so I would just go with a sewing machine and make them standard.
Oh, wait, why? Because
I'm drowning in king-size pillowcases.
Oh, well, okay, first of all, that's a super easy thing to take to your tailor.
Well, okay, well, yeah.
Also, I would want a sewing machine just for, like, hemming the boys' pants or something like that. But anyway, speaking of silk, I have an amazing new source. I just ordered a few, and the prices are, like, amazing. And I think it's even better than the place I was getting the silk from before. Yes. But my new trick is I bought – so some places just make standard or king, right? Like, yeah. So standard, twin, and queen, whatever, yeah, yeah, same. But these king pillowcases are so massive.
They fucking suck.
And they're so big that they're not – like, I like a pillowcase that kind of, like, holds the pillow in
yeah.
a little bit so yeah. it doesn't go totally flat.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's a foam pillow, like the purple pillow, then it's not going to go flat. So lately, because I think we each have three, so there's, like, six pillows on my bed. I did – the last round I ordered, I did two king, two queen, and two standard.
Smart.
Yeah, because some of them I want to, like, stuff in there, and mm-hmm. then they're perfect like that.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. In fact, I would lean even more towards that, and probably next time not even do king. The kings are, like, so big.
They are. So then you've got, like, three flaccid inches at the end
yeah.
that you can't fill. I just saw Jenny's post about that mattress, and I kind of want to buy one.
Hmm. She just texted me. What mattress?
Avocado or something.
Oh, she got one?
She has it in the boys' room, and she's good? Like, why aren't you wearing your great jeans?
My
I
frame?
I love those jeans.
The frame?
Yeah, I still haven't bought them for
you
myself.
You need to. I love these. They just kind of look weird when I'm sitting. Avocado in for the boys' room?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was on her stories.
Did she
say
she
liked
it?
It's the best mattress ever.
Interesting. I wonder why. Oh. Should we ask her?
Yeah. Cheap mattresses always rock. I don't know if avocado is cheap. I still have my Bodega.
Let's see. You do. Mm-hmm. I love a good mattress. Hi. Hi. They look so cute.
What does?
Wait, Cotty and I are recording right now. She was talking about the avocado mattress. She said you love it.
Obsessed.
Oh, why? Really? Is it cheap?
Does she have it?
No, I'm thinking about getting a new one.
Why do you like it?
Oh my God. First of all, like, I knew someone and who like worked for them, and so she gave them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're literally, honestly, the most comfortable mattresses in my house.
On your bed too?
No, she's got
no,
a Tempur-Pedic.
I have my Tempur-Pedic.
Oh yeah, like hard as a rock. She Ugh. Loves a hard rock bed.
Wait, is this avocado
honestly,
like a brick?
This is more comfortable.
Is it like a brick? Cotty asked.
No, mine in my bedroom is.
Oh. Interesting.
Oh my God. No, I'm obsessed.
Let me. I'm gonna look it up.
All right. Well, Cotty was just talking about you talking about it, so we wanted to know.
It's like the best mattress on earth.
Ew, what is it made from, like, recycled shit? It's, like, filled with trash bags.
Guys, I've now become a vintage fanatic. Like, I had to move my shopping addiction from something else.
Wait.
Vintage addiction.
Ew, watch out for staph infections.
Yeah, we are not your demo.
You're not at all.
What?
Vintage what?
She goes hard.
Not like clothing,
yeah.
right? Ew,
yeah.
gross, Jenny. You're going to get a staph infection under your arm.
Shit.
Show us.
Oh, my God.
Also, those shoes are cute. Are you happy?
Are you FaceTiming?
No. She just sent me a picture.
Yet,
what? Is that Jenny?
No, that's her nanny.
Oh. I was like, what happened to her hair?
All right. We love you. I'll call you after.
I can't. No. Can't go.
Oh, no. Do you want to stay on?
And now this week's guest.
Yeah. Now this week's, well, is it like Thanksgiving preview? It's Jenny Mullen preview?
Yeah.
We're recording. You're going
to
be
what
on
do,
this one.
What do your kids do? Like, what do your kids, like, go out into the balcony and have a smoke to kill time? Like,
like
we're talking about swing sets and, like, killing energy. Yours just go out and, like, have a coffee and a smoke.
They're New Yorkers.
No, mine have to go into the hallway and like
play soccer in the hallway.
Oh God.
It's so pathetic. I'm hoping that it like builds character though. I think that they need that. They need to be humbled a bit.
They can't just roam.
When they bring people over, they're like, this is our hallway.
No, they need to like really have like real life hit them hard.
Wait, Jenny, which one do you have? Do you have firm, medium, or plush?
Good question.
Probably. I can find out for you. I actually don't have that answer.
Oh my God, and it tells you. Firm, perfect for back and stomach sleepers. Medium, plush, for side sleepers and pressure relief. That's me.
Whoa.
Medium, honestly, great for side, back, and combo.
Did it come, like
honestly,
compressed?
You're going to be obsessed.
Oh, I'm getting the plush.
Did it come rolled and compressed like a Casper or no?
No.
Oh. How dare you?
No.
Wait, it shows up like the size of a mattress?
No, do you remember like Casper? Yeah. They used to come like, and Bodega too.
All of them do.
She said this one doesn't.
No, this one's like delivered to you like by like a stork.
Like it's like in a box the size of a king mattress.
A stork brings him down and then he's swaddled and you get to open him up.
Wait, can I need you to find out. Let's find out what you have. I'm thinking plush.
Okay, I can find out for you immediately what I have.
Perfect. Go to the bed right now. Do both your kids sleep
written
in the same room?
I'm just going to call the girl that gave
it. Just call the girl. What'd you ask, Scott?
Do both of your kids sleep in the same room?
Hell yes.
They didn't always.
I make them do that too.
How many bedrooms do you have?
Four.
What's your address? I'm just kidding. Four bedrooms.
It's a big apartment.
You fancy bitch.
I'm a fancy New York bitch.
You sure
actually,
are.
I'm not. I'm really not fancy. Like, you should see the people's houses that I go to. Like, on play dates, it's always just like, mother, are we poor?
Help me, I'm poor.
So fucking pathetic. He really has no idea of the real world.
Are you ever going to come back?
Fine. Yeah, are you ever coming back? Like, even just to visit?
No. Really?
To visit? Maybe to visit.
You need to come see my new house when it's done.
Oh, I want to see your new house.
Cody has a white picket fence.
It's very fucking fancy, Jenny.
Really? Did you just like go balls out?
I went
your house?
Ham.
Are you guys like, are you living in like a McMansion?
Pretty much, you could say that.
No,
sure.
It's not a McMansion. It's like crazy
it's
amount of land. It's what you have to come see. It's. Crazy.
Are you on a farm?
Yeah,
pretty
basically.
Much. It
yeah.
looks like I live on a country, on like a golf course.
The farm. The farm that all our dogs got sent to when we were little.
Oh, mine went to a farm too.
Samantha and I started to like catalog our dogs.
We cataloged all our missing dogs or like dead
there's
dogs.
A lot of dogs we can't.
We can't account for. They just disappear.
Why did they say they lived on a farm? That my parents told me that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they would tell you that, like, they went to a nice dog farm. Special for Dobermans. Yeah.
Special for Dobermans.
Oh, your poodle? He went to a poodle farm.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, why did we
farm? Why a farm?
We were just discussing yesterday how we didn't, like, question the disappearance of our dogs more heavily.
I remember them telling me my dog went to a farm. And that my dad's secretary took them. And then I was, like, visiting her, and I was hiding under her desk, and I found all of Arthur's toys and his shampoo. And I'm like, hey, wait, Arthur's at the farm and doesn't have any of this? And she's like, yeah, I'm sending it.
He's borrowing his friends.
That's amazing.
She's like, Arthur's dead.
That is amazing.
I think we need to figure out how to set up like a remote so we can just like call Jenny at any point and just like have her.
Jenny,
here.
You know who we need to have? We need to have Jenny and Vicky
able to weigh in on
together.
Yeah.
Because I know that my dad listens like religiously to the podcast. I need to be able to communicate with him.
I was just going
to
say any message you want to get through to him, you can just say it here and he'll hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. I love it.
Wait, Jenny.
I wanted to tell him I was on this week. I wanted to be like a surprise. Like, hi, Dad, I'm here.
Jenny, do you know I have your dad's.
For the record, I am laying in bed sick because I told him yesterday when we talked that I was sick. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he was suspicious. Really, I am.
Why would he be suspicious?
Maybe he wasn't, but like I was supposed to call him in the morning, and then I literally was just like kind of laying here like waiting to die. I didn't die. I lived. And wait, so when he called in the evening, I answered because, you know,
I do. Yeah.
Annie and I made the horrible mistake one night of calling. Annie was had really bad anxiety, and we call him for medical advice now. And so
I gave Cody his cell phone like 2 months ago, and I think she's called him like 20 times since then.
Oh my God.
I was like, "Morning,
so
doc, ready for your next medical mystery?" Yeah. He's like, "Bring it."
He loves it though.
He loves
so
it.
So good on the fly too.
He really is. Really, he's like, anything. He was like, "Hold on, I'm at dinner. Let me step outside." Yeah. Like I'm paying him.
Oh my God, stop. He's amazing.
So he calls Annie and I, and Annie's having anxiety, and I don't think your dad even knows what anxiety feels like. And he starts going down the rabbit hole.
With anxiety all the time. I mean, like my dad's normal state of being. He's like, "What do you mean? This isn't normal." He has to like exercise like half of his day.
The pain away. Exercise the pain away. Exercise the pain away.
Just working out.
To level out. I think our family just we live with anxiety. We don't think of it as like.
Is it generational trauma?
It's the potato famine.
It's a baseline.
It is a baseline.
Generational trauma.
It's did he fix you?
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
I think so.
He
ultimately,
pretty much
did. Yes.
He's always fixed
what
me.
What did he do to you?
He fixed Mike. He fixed Clemencia. I call him constantly. I'm like, "Am I the only daughter you've talked to today?" He's like, "Yes, you are."
I think Cody calls him more than us, Jen.
She does. I do, for
oh
sure.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with this. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with this.
I always, you know. Your dad's always had a soft spot for me.
Yeah. It's cute.
I'm obsessed with this. That's really cute.
It is.
I can't believe I can't get you guys to buy vintage.
It's so gross.
If
I can't.
Only you would buy vintage, then we'd really see eye to eye.
I bought that one vintage dress from that girl that I work out with, and I really want to unload it. I don't know what to do with it.
You're like, I can't give this
Wait.
Shit away.
And then I started following.
I want to ask her if I can give it back to her for like half.
Just take it back so I don't feel guilty.
I'll pay you to take it back and make it go away.
Wait, speaking of...
Is it weird if I ask her to take it back? I kind of want to.
Wait.
No, I'm into that
mode. I'm such a
I just found a Saint Laurent blazer. Maybe 6 sizes too big for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're pitching me as I can wear it oversized.
Wait, what?
I just found a Saint Laurent blazer.
Uh-huh.
On Etsy. Yeah. It's probably 6 sizes too large.
Yeah,
but
you're getting it?
I could wear it oversized.
No. Show us. We Jenny and I get some things from overseas sometimes, and we have this girl, and I was like, "I'm really interested in this jacket. Should I get it? Like, what size should I get? Like, small or medium?" She was like, and then she goes, "What's your height and weight?" And I was like, "Whoa, my weight." Like, I'm like, I'm usually a US 4. I'm like, I'm 5'3", 120, whatever. And then she writes back, "I would get large." And I go, "What size does my sister buy?" She goes, "Jenny's a small."
Oh, my God. Wait.
She goes, "What size does she tell you to get?" I was like, "Small." And she was smaller than me. So she was very offended.
I think you should buy large kills me. I'm like, no.
My God, it's so good.
US 4 equals large.
Are you guys into, like, here's why, like, I haven't gotten an ounce of work done this week. Are you into, like, Google image searching?
Oh, my God, no, Google Lens? I can't stop, Jenny.
No.
I swear to God, and I feel like everyone in my life, like, now I've realized how many people are ripping us off at all times.
Oh, my God.
The minute you can Google it,
yeah,
you're like, I could get it, too, for, like, half of what you're charging me.
Talk about...
Well, I mean, I've been doing that, like, price checking for a long time. You know.
Do you know, Samantha, if you have Google Lens, when you're checking out at any place that does price matching, you're just like, boom, found it.
Can you explain Google?
Oh, my God. I'm like, how did I live without
it? How did I live without it?
Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, it's just... Instead of Googling something,
mm-hmm.
you open up the camera on Google,
mm-hmm.
and I could take a picture of your shoes, and it would... It
Do
would,
it.
And you see
Do
them
it.
Everywhere, Sam.
Do it.
You see the cheapest to the highest-end version.
What did you call these? Pussy pumps?
Pussy pumps. They've got like a weird little shape in the front. That's like,
she always says terms that like will scar me for life and I'll never get out of my head.
She's like, why would you call them pussy pumps?
They're Alaya heels with a leopard heart toe.
Here, put Pony your foot hair. Down. Put your phone. Put your foot down.
Of Alayas do you own? Are you kidding? I was just going off to SD about how you own in every color.
You know that like I go when I like something, I go overboard. That's just a problem I have.
Samantha,
I need to get
you paid this much for these.
I need to get rid of the red net ones though, because I
oh my
don't
god,
think I
lo- Samantha.
Let me see. Wait, so let me see what comes up. Here, let me see what comes up.
But I don't know why. Like, I have nothing to show for
it. I can't,
I
shop
and
Samantha.
Still nothing in my house.
You what?
I have nothing to show for it. Like, maybe I shop and nothing seems to actually be here.
Where does it go?
Yeah, Shamatsi the Batsu.
Oh my gosh, Lazzie. Oh,
who's she talking to? An animal or a kid?
That's a Sushin.
Oh,
so. Wait, Samantha, I literally just
crazy.
See a picture. Laszlo built out of wood our dog. It is incredible. Laszlo, I'm obsessed.
He worked hard. He's going to go out and have a smoke now.
I didn't pay that much, no.
Okay, good.
No, but I paid like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. My little pussy pumps. You'll never catch me saying that word in any other circumstance.
I don't like the word.
Jen, we love you. I'll call you later.
Love you guys.
Signing off.
Good luck. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad. All right. So funny. The Google, so you think it's better, the image search is better.
Right, for example,
yeah.
When I went to Ashley Furniture.
Okay, why you would do that, I have no idea, but yeah.
Let me tell you why.
You tell me why,
best
girl.
Best fucking couches I've ever seen. Best.
Seen.
No.
Not sat on, not felt.
No, sat on, felt, you name it.
How? More so,
I have no idea.
Wait,
I don't know where
what
it's
do you
been
mean?
Hiding.
You went there?
I went to their showroom.
Okay, go on.
So I really wanted these pillows there. And they're like, I was like, I'm going to take these pillows too. They're like, you can't buy those.
Why?
I was like, you can buy anything.
Oh, but because they didn't sell them. It was like an accessory.
It came with a couch.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, in order to get the pillows, you have to buy the couch.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, that's stupid.
Uh-huh.
So I Google Lensed the pillows. 15 of them showed up. That's how I discovered Google Lens.
Because you wouldn't have known what to put in if you were just going to Google search with words.
It's like fuzzy.
Yeah.
Dawn hair.
Yeah, like. Yeah, yeah. Fascinating. Okay.
Fascinating.
Okay.
And then the little loafers you gave me, the fuzzy ones,
yeah.
I Google Lensed those.
Yeah.
Found them everywhere.
Like, oh, the Chanel?
Yeah.
Like real ones?
Mm-mm. No,
oh.
No real ones came up.
Oh.
Not sure they make them real.
They did years ago.
Those aren't real, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I got to eat something. Let's go.
All right. This was a fun little quickie.
Oh, we could say we had a guest today.
A quickie. We got a little Jenny Mullen in the house.
Yeah, bitch.
Jenny Mullen preview.
All right. I'll let you know how my mattress turns out.
Don't worry about it.